morning. Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm Contra, your host, and I'm just going to dive right in today. And maybe a little bit controversial, maybe not. Maybe you enjoy it, maybe you don't. Either way, let me know. But I want to talk about something that's foundational to where we are as a country right now. Laws. What are they? Why they exist? Where they came from? Why they matter? And yeah, why liberalism as it exists today is basically poisoning all of it. So I don't want to get too heady on it. I don't want to get over the top religious. I think all these things, you know, I do have aspects I'd like to bring into this episode, which I will. So hang on for me as I just speak through my thoughts on this matter as I commute to work today. And again, I don't want to make this seem like it's a lecture or sound like I'm, you know, reading a textbook of any sort, but I do want to lay my real thoughts down, because we are living in a time when people either don't know why laws exist or they just don't care anymore. And I think that's dangerous. And I'm not, again, trying to be over biblical in this episode, but at the same time, I can't talk about justice and law and authority without bringing up God's design. And the Bible lays down the clearest foundation for justice, really, that's ever been built. And honestly, if we ignore that, we're just making up rules as we go. And we've seen, you know, how that's been going lately. So let's start at the root. Why do laws even exist? It's funny, when you ask most people that, they give a pretty shallow answer. Something like to keep people from hurting each other, or, you know, to keep order. And sure, those are part of it, but I don't think that's a full picture of it. Laws exist to reflect something deeper, justice. And true justice is not something that people invent in a lab or vote into existence, you know, on a Tuesday in November. Justice is objective. It exists outside of us. We don't create it, and we discover it, really. In America, at least the early America founders, they understood that. For all their flaws and disagreements, believed that law was supposed to reflect natural law, the kind of moral order built into the universe by the Creator. I mean, even in the Declaration of Independence, they said our rights come from nature and nature's God. That wasn't just poetic language. That was a worldview. They believed that justice had an anchor. That you couldn't just wake up and decide that right is wrong and wrong is right. Compare that to today, where basically your feelings are king. And enough people get offended, the whole moral compass is supposed to shift. And that's the difference. That's the culture war we're in right now. Now I think it's important if we maybe even go back before America, because we don't look very far back into our past. Let's talk about some of the reformers in Christianity, guys like Martin Luther, John Calvin. You know, these guys weren't just preaching doctrine. If you don't know them, they're obviously ministers in Europe, part of a lot of controversy within the church, but I'll get to that in another episode. But they were recovering the idea that all of life, including politics, law, and society, had to be brought under the lordship of Jesus. And Calvin especially laid out this idea of two kingdoms. Not the radical two kingdoms, but just two kingdoms in general. The reformed two kingdoms. The spiritual realm and the civil realm. And both of those are under God. And the civil magistrate, according to scripture, isn't just there to collect taxes and to sit on a throne, contrary to popular belief. He's there to administer justice, to punish evil and to reward good. It's that simple. And again, that has to beg the question, what is evil and what is good? Well, I think the answer, you have to go back to God's Word, the Bible. That's the only way you're going to get clarity. Everything else is just shifting sand. And this is kind of where the reformers were so important. They weren't trying to create, you know, a theocracy, despite, you know, what some angry Twitter atheists say. They were trying to establish justice based on something unchanging. And then fast forward to the Puritans over here in America. They carried that mindset with them. The law was meant to uphold what God had already declared to be true and good. That idea is what shaped early American laws. Even down to the things like blasphemy laws, Sabbath laws, and laws protecting the family unit. Now, people would laugh at those today, right? But they made sense in a society that believed morality wasn't just up for grabs. We've strayed really far away from this nowadays. And then, now let's zoom into kind of what, you know, happened over the last 100 years or so. You can trace a big part of the decline to the rise of liberalism. Not just the political kind, but also the philosophical and theological kind as well. And I read Gretchen Machen. I'm not sure if anybody knows who that is, but it's part of the OPC. He's a great thinker. He had a great book, Christianity and Liberalism. And this is back in the early 1900s. He was already making some of these claims that are really ringing true today. He said that, you know, liberalism wasn't just a different version of Christianity. It was an entirely different religion. And I think he's absolutely right. Liberalism teaches that man is essentially and basically good. That sin and evil is just a mistake or misunderstanding. And that progress, technological, social, emotional, is always the solution. Just give people enough education, enough money, enough government programs, and boom, here we are, utopia, right? But it never works, because it doesn't deal with the real problem, which is the human heart. Liberalism hates authority, especially divine authority. It loosens laws because it sees moral standards as oppressive. It wants to free people from guilt, from shame, from consequences. And instead of, you know, calling people to holiness or repentance, it redefines sin as, you know, whatever your truth is. That's not going well. That's obvious. Look around. That's why liberalism has to go. Not just, you know, be debated or tamed, but it needs to be outright rejected at the core, at its roots. And another guy that really, I think, needs to be brought into, you know, this conversation, because he's shaped some of my thinking, is Greg Bahnsen. And this guy, he was just a machine. Sharp thinker, Christian philosopher, presuppositionalist, apologist, and one of the, I think, clearest voices for what's called theonomy, or God's law as a standard for civil life. Now, you don't have to agree with, you know, every single application Bahnsen made. I don't. But the principle he taught is unshakable. There is no such thing as moral neutrality. I'll say it again. There's no such thing as moral neutrality. Every law is someone's morality being enforced. There's no escaping it. Either the law reflects God's truth, or it reflects rebellion. Period. We've legalized things that should never have been legal. We've criminalized things that used to be common sense. And now, we've created a culture where essentially people think freedom means no consequences, where there's no accountability and no moral standard. You can't build a civilization like that. You can't even build a neighborhood like that. And this is where it brings me to something that probably gets overlooked or, you know, scrutinized heavily, and that's law enforcement. Where do they come into this picture? And let me be really clear here. Good police officers are a blessing. They're a gift. And right now we need more of them, not less. Everyone will bring up Romans 13, because Paul essentially calls the governing authorities God's servant, diakonos, a deacon, a servant, and says that he doesn't bear the sword in vain. And when a cop enforces just laws, when he arrests a criminal, stops a threat, or protects the vulnerable, that's not oppression. That's justice in action. Now, are there bad cops? Of course. Are there corrupt departments? Sure. But that's true of every human institution. Everyone. The answer isn't to defund the police in America. The answer is to reform what's broken and support what's right. We've got to stop letting the leftist narratives tear down the pillars of our society just because, you know, it plays well on social media or the mainstream news. We have to. I know lots of police officers. They want to serve. Their hearts are in the right place. They want to help. They want to be the kind of people who protect their community. But they're being told by politicians and pundits that they're the bad guys, that they need to step back, that they're too aggressive, that they're essentially, quote unquote, part of the problem. We need strong, confident, morally grounded officers, and we need a culture that backs them up when they do the right thing. We could have a whole episode on this, guys, and maybe we will at some point. So where does this leave us? Are we at a crossroads right now? You know, we can keep drifting towards chaos, where every person does what's right in their own mind or eyes, where the loudest mob set the rules, where law means nothing and justice is mocked. We can keep going that way, but I don't think we want to. Or we can return to the foundation, to the idea that law is not invented, but discovered, that it reflects a moral order, God's order, that freedom only thrives when it's rooted in truth, that laws must be enforced to mean anything, anything, and that law enforcement, when it's done rightly, is part of God's mercy to a sinful world. And to get there, we've got to kill liberalism at the roots. Not just politically, but philosophically. It has to go, because the stakes are too high. Families are breaking. Kids are lost right now. Cities are burning. And without a righteous foundation, we're just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, waiting to sink. So, hope you all enjoyed this episode. Not too in-depth, just kind of a broad surface-level thing of some of the things I've been thinking about. And I hope it sparks some conversations, maybe in your home, maybe with your friends, your neighborhood, your church, your coworkers, maybe even with your local leaders. So don't back down. Don't be ashamed to say we need strong laws. Don't be afraid to say that God's word still matters. And don't ever let someone's guilt or let someone guilt you into thinking that justice is somehow the enemy of compassion. It's a lie. So thanks for hanging with me, guys, today on Commute and Compute. this resonated, share it, like it, send it to a friend. Zap me over on Fountain App. And as always, keep thinking, keep building, and don't ever stop pushing forward. I'm Contra. I'm out.